I will smash my head against the rock and enter into the fire. Where will I find Lord Gauranga, the reservoir of all wonderful qualities? Being unable to obtain the association of Lord Gauranga, accompanied by all of these devotees in whose association he performed his pastimes, Narottama Das simply weeps. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shailakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurubhye Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sopadantikam. Vande Aham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnambhamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tang Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhanitanscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratise Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Radha Kanta Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila Chapter 10 The Branches of Chaitanya Tree Text 8 Text 8 and 11 Because there is purport in these two verses. ଶ୍ରୀବାସ ପଣ୍ଡିତ ଆର ଶ୍ରୀରାମ ପଣ୍ଡିତ ଦୁଇ ଭାଇ ଦୁଇ ଶାଖା ଜଗତେ ବିଦିତ ଚାରି ଭାଇ ସବଂଶେ କରେ ଚୈତନ୍ୟର ସେବା ଗୌରଚନ୍ଦ୍ର ବିନା ନାହିଁ ଜାଣେ ଦେବୀ ଦେବା ଶ୍ରୀବାସ ପଣ୍ଡିତ ଆର ଶ୍ରୀରାମ ପଣ୍ଡିତ ଦୁଇ ଭାଇ ଦୁଇ ଶାଖା ଜଗତେ ବିଦିତ ଚାରି ଭାଇ ସବଂଶେ କରେ ଚୈତନ୍ୟର ସେବା ଗୌରଚନ୍ଦ୍ର ବିନା ନାହିଁ ଜାଣେ ଦେବୀ ଦେବା ଶ୍ରୀବାସ ପଣ୍ଡିତ ଆର ଶ୍ରୀରାମ ପଣ୍ଡିତ ଦୁଇ ଭାଇ ଦୁଇ ଶାଖା ଜଗତେ ବିଦିତ ଚାରି ଭାଇ ସବଂଶେ କରେ ଚୈତନ୍ୟର ସେବା ଗୌରଚନ୍ଦ୍ର ବିନା ନାହିଁ ଜାଣେ ଦେବୀ ଦେବା ପ୍ଲିଜ୍ ରିପିଟ୍ ଶ୍ରୀଦାସ ପଣ୍ଡିତ ଆର ଶ୍ରୀରାମ ପଣ୍ଡିତ ଦୁଇ ଭାଇ ଦୁଇ ଶାଖା ଜଗତେ ବିଦିତ ଚାରି ଭାଇ ସବଂଶେ କରେ ଚୈତନ୍ୟର ସେବା ଗୌରଚନ୍ଦ୍ର ବିନା ନାହିଁ ଜାଣେ ଦେବୀ ଦେବା ଶ୍ରୀବାସ ପଣ୍ଡିତ ଆର ଶ୍ରୀରାମ ପଣ୍ଡିତ ଦୁଇ ଭାଇ ଦୁଇ ଶାଖା ଜଗତେ ବିଦିତ ଚାରି ଭାଇ ସବଂଶେ କରେ ଚୈତନ୍ୟର ସେବା ଗୌରଚନ୍ଦ୍ର ବିନା ନାହିଁ ଜାଣେ ଦେବୀ ଦେବା ଓ କହି ମାତାଏ ଶ୍ରୀବାସ ପଣ୍ଡିତ ଆର ଶ୍ରୀରାମ ପଣ୍ଡିତ ଦୁଇ ଭାଇ ଦୁଇ ଶାଖା ଜଗତେ ବିଦିତ ଚାରି ଭାଇ ସବଂଶେ କରେ ଚୈତନ୍ୟର ସେବା ହରେ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଟ୍ରାନ୍ସଲେସନ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ପାର୍ପୋର୍ଟ ବାଇ ହିସ୍ ଡିଭାଇନ୍ ଗ୍ରେସ୍ ଅଭୟ ଚରଣ ଅରବିନ୍ଦ ଭକ୍ତି ବେଦାନ୍ତ ସ୍ୱାମୀ ଶ୍ରୀଲ ପ୍ରଭୁପାଦ ଶ୍ରୀଲ ପ୍ରଭୁପାଦ କି ହେଇଯାଏ ଫାଷ୍ଟ ୱାର୍ଡ ମିନିଂ ଶ୍ରୀବାସ ପଣ୍ଡିତ ଶ୍ରୀବାସ ପଣ୍ଡିତ ଆର ଏଣ୍ଡ ଶ୍ରୀରାମ ପଣ୍ଡିତ ଶ୍ରୀରାମ ପଣ୍ଡିତ ଦୁଇ ଭାଇ ଟୁ ବ୍ରଦର୍ସ ଦୁଇ ଶାଖା ଟୁ ବ୍ରାଞ୍ଚେସ୍ ଜଗତେ ଇନ୍ ଦି ୱାର୍ଲ୍ଡ ବିଦିତ ୱେଲ୍ ନୋନ୍ ଚାରି ଭାଇ ଫୋର୍ ବ୍ରଦର୍ସ ସବଂଶେ ୱିଥ୍ ଅଲ୍ ଫ୍ୟାମିଲି ମେମ୍ବର୍ସ करे डू चैतन्य ऑफ लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु सेवा सर्विस गौरचंद्र गौरचंद्र लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु बिना एक्सेप्ट नहीं जाने दे डू नॉट नो देवी गॉडेसेस देवा और गॉड ट्रांसलेशन द टू ब्रदर्स शिवास पंडित एंड श्रीराम पंडित स्टार्टेड टू ब्रांचेस दैट आर वेल नोन इन द वर्ल्ड इन बिटवीन देयर टू अदर वर्स आई एम रीडिंग द ट्रांसलेशन देयर टू ब्रदर्स वेयर नेम्ड श्रीपति एंड श्रीनिधि दीज फोर ब्रदर्स एंड देयर सर्वेंट्स एंड मेड सर्वेंट्स आर कंसिडर्ड वन बिग ब्रांच देयर इज नो काउंटिंग द सब ब्रांचेस ऑफ दिस टू ब्रांचेस श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु हैड कंग्रीगेशनल चांटिंग डेली एट द हाउस ऑफ शिवास पंडित दीज फोर ब्रदर्स एंड देयर फैमिली मेंबर्स फुली एंगेज्ड इन द सर्विस ऑफ लॉर्ड चैतन्य दे न्यू नो अदर गॉड और गॉडेसेस पार्पट इन द गौर गणदेश दीपिका वर्स 90 शिवास पंडित और शिवास ठाकुर इज डिस्क्राइब्ड एज एन इनकार्नेशन ऑफ नारद मुनि एंड श्रीराम पंडित हिज यंगर ब्रदर इज सेड टू बी एन इनकार्नेशन ऑफ पर्वत मुनि ए ग्रेट फ्रेंड ऑफ नारदस शिवास पंडित स्वाइप मालिनी इज सेलिब्रेटेड एज एन इनकार्नेशन ऑफ द नर्स अंबिका हु फेड लॉर्ड कृष्णा विथ हर ब्रेस्ट मिल्क एंड एज ऑलरेडी नोटेड दिस नाइस नारायणी द मदर ऑफ ठाकुर वृंदावन दास दि ऑथर ऑफ श्री चैतन्य भागवत वॉज दि सिस्टर ऑफ अंबिका इन कृष्ण लीला वी ऑल्सो अंडरस्टैंड फ्रॉम दि डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ श्री चैतन्य भागवत डेट आफ्टर लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभुज एक्सेप्टेंस ऑफ संन्यास ऑर्डर शिवास पंडित लेफ्ट नवदीप पॉसिबली बिकॉज ऑफ फीलिंग ऑफ सेपरेशन एंड डोमिसाइल्ड एट कुमारहट्ट श्री नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर सेड अन्य देवाश्रय नाही तुम्हारे कही नु भाई यही भक्ति परम कारण इफ वन वॉन्ट्स टू बिकम ए प्योर स्टंच डिवोटी वन शुड नॉट टेक शेल्टर ऑफ एनी ऑफ द डेमीगड्स और डेमीगडेसेस फुलिश मायावादी सेज दैट वर्शिपिंग डेमीगड्स इज एज गुड एज वर्शिपिंग द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड बट दैट इज नॉट द इफेक्ट This philosophy misleads people to atheism. One who has no idea what God actually is thinks that any form he imagines or any rascal he accepts as can be God. This acceptance of cheap gods or the incarnation of God is actually atheism. It is to be concluded, therefore, that those who worship demigods are self-proclaimed incarnations of God are all atheists. They have lost their knowledge as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 7:20. Kamasthaishtehutajnanaprapadyanteanyadevatah. Those whose minds are distorted by material desires surrender unto demigods. Unfortunately, those who do not cultivate Krishna consciousness and do not properly understand the Vedic knowledge, accept any rascal to be an incarnation of God. And they are of the opinion that one can become an incarnation simply by worshipping demigod. This philosophical hodgepodge exists under the name of Hindu religion. But the Krishna consciousness movement does not approve of it. Indeed, we strongly condemn it, such worship of demigod and so-called incarnation of God should never be confused with the pure Krishna consciousness movement. Hare Krishna. So today is the disappearance day of Shivas Pandit or Shivas Thakur. As Srila Prabhupada has mentioned in his purport, Shivas Pandit is known as incarnation of Narada Muni. In Gauri Gaurang Desa Deepika, it is mentioned शिवास पंडित धीमान यह पुरा नारदो मुनि। गौरगण दीपिका 90, द श्लोक द वर्स 90 इट्स कन्फर्म दैट शिवास पंडित इज एन इनकार्नेशन ऑफ नारद मुनि। सो बिफोर स्पीकिंग अबाउट समथिंग शिवास पंडित वी मे टेक शेल्टर ऑफ हिज लोटस फीट ऑल्सो बिकॉज टुडे इज डिसअपीयरेंस डे। आश्रयामि श्री शिवास तमाद्यं पंडितं मुदा शुक्लांबरधरं गौरं गौरभक्ति प्रदायकम्। आई एम टेकिंग शेल्टर एट द लोटस फीट ऑफ शिवास पंडित और शिवास ठाकुर हु इज कंसिडर्ड एज द प्राइम स्कॉलर और प्राइम डिवोटी। हिज इनकार्नेशन ऑफ डिवोटी नारद मुनि हु वेयर्स ए व्हाइट क्लॉथ शुक्लांबर। ही वेयर्स ए व्हाइट क्लॉथ। हिज बॉडीली कलर आर बॉडीली ह्यू इज जस्ट लाइक मल्टन गोल्ड एंड ही ऑलवेज बिजी और ही इज ऑलवेज डिस्ट्रीब्यूटिंग कृष्ण भक्ति टू एवरी वन एवरीवेयर। सो आई एम टेकिंग शेल्टर ऑफ दैट शिवास मोस्ट मर्सीफुल वैष्णव ठाकुर इज हु इज एन इनकार्नेशन ऑफ नारद मुनि। सो अबाउट हिज ancestors, that is his father Shivas Thakur's father in this was Jalandhar Pandit. He was living in Bangladesh in Sihatta district, just like the Jagannath Mishra also from Sihatta district. They later come to Bengal and they established their house in bank of Ganges in Mayapur. Similarly, Jalandhar Pandit, he came from Sihatta district in Bangladesh, then he came to this Navadip, Mayapur, and he established his house in bank of Ganges in Mayapur. And Jalandhar Pandit has five sons. Four are prominent, like Shivas, Sri Rama, Srinidhi and Sripati. These four sons. But there is another son mentioned in other books. His name was Nalina. And Narayani was the daughter of Nalina. He was also brother of Shivas Thakur. But he left his body just when Narayani was a small child. So that's why Shivas Thakur was taking care of his nice Narayani. So in this way, but four brothers were there living in Mayapur. That Shivasa, Sri Rama, Srinidhi and Sripati. That's why this verse is telling Chari Bhai Sabangse Kare Chaitanya Reseva. All these four brothers, they are fully surrendered at the lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. They have no other goal than serving day and night the lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So in this way, Shivasa Thakur was very famous as a pure devotee of the Lord. As we know in Panchatattva, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, Radha Krishna Nahe Anya, he is Krishna himself. Nityananda is Balaram, Shiva and Advaita Acharya is incarnation of Mahavishnu and Sadashiva. And Gadadhar Pandit considered as incarnation of Radharani also, and Shivas Thakur is incarnation of Narada Muni. He is a pure devotee. So the father of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Jagannath Mishra, Jagannath Purandar Mishra, he was a friendly relation with Shivas Thakur. Shivas Thakur and Jagannath Mishra and Malini and Sachi, they are living just side by, they are very near, their house was close to each other. So they had a friendly relation with each other. So in Gaurangata, just like Advaita Acharya was praying for the appearance of the Lord by worshipping Shalagram and offering Ganges water and Tulsi leaf to Shalagram Shila. Similarly, Srivas Thakur also, day and night he was chanting and dancing and praying for the Lord's appearance. Lord Chaitanya himself, he accepted this, or he recognized this. He told, one time he told to Srivas Thakur, Tora Uccha Sankirtane Nadara Hunkare Avatirna Hailu Ami Sarvapari Kare. Chaitanya Bhagavat is Vrindavanadas Thakur is telling, by the loud roaring up Advaita Acharya and by the loud Sankirtan of yours, that is the loud Sankirtan of Srivas Thakur with Haridas Thakur, Lord Chaitanya told that this is my immediate cause, taking an incarnation in this world. So in this way, when Nimai was a small boy and he was playing in courtyard of Jagannath Mishra, Nimai also considering Srivas and Malini as good as his own parents. He was giving them much respect, because they are very close, two families, and time to time Nimai was coming to Srivas Thakur's house and Srivas Thakur also coming to Jagannath Mishra's house. But Nimai was very naughty in his childhood, and Srivas Thakur again and again he was advising Sachi and Jagannath Mishra to take care of this boy. By his own devotion, it is mentioned in Chaitanya Bhagavat that Srivas Thakur could understand this boy is not ordinary. Who? Nimai. So when Nimai grown up and he became a young boy, and he was opening his own school and teaching Sanskrit grammar to others, that time he was very naughty. He was unnecessarily arguing with other scholarly persons, and he even defeated whom? Keshava Kashmiri one, Digvijay Pandit. One time Nimai was just walking on the road with some other naughty boys, and Nimai was just one dhoti and one uttari, and he was looking so beautiful, looks like an incarnation of the demigod Cupid, looks like Cupid personified, and he was chewing pan, and he is all other just there also, they looks like very proud and walking on the street. In the opposite direction, Srivas Thakur came. But seeing Srivas Thakur, immediately Nimai Pandit just folded his hand and paid his obeisances. Then Srivas Thakur told, what you are studying and what you are teaching, I don't understand. The goal of human life is to chant Hare Krishna, to become a devotee of Krishna. If he, after reading so many scriptures and after teaching so many scriptures, one could not become a devotee of Krishna, then all his efforts, all his scholarship, everything is useless. Hearing this, Nimai simply smiled and he told, yes, yes, I am just asking for your blessing. If you will bless me, maybe one day I become a Krishna devotee. In this way, after some times, Gauranga Mahaprabhu went to Gaya and he took initiation from Shiva Ishwarapuri and he returned back. Then when he returned back from Gaya, now he was not like before. He became a devotee of Krishna. Day and night he was chanting and dancing. First he came to Suklambara Brahmachari's house. There then the all devotees, next day they went to Srivas Thakur's house. There was one flower tree, nice flower. Every day these flowers were always filled, this tree. And devotees collected the flowers in the morning. And they described Srivas Thakur that Nimai Pandit now become a devotee. He is not like before. He is not like a pandit, a scholarly person like before. He was a grammar teacher of grammar. Not like that. Now he become a great devotee of Krishna. Day and night he was chanting and crying for Krishna. Srivas Thakur become very happy. He told, let's our best number will get increased. Gotranga vardhatam, let's our number, our Vaishnavas may increase. So in this way, Sachimata was thinking, my boy and my Nimai now become a maid. A maid person, some people telling he is now he is hunted by some ghost or something, they are thinking, because day and night were chanting and dancing and crying. Everyone telling Sachi, you should ask some vaidyas or some tantric, do something to Nimai and do some treatment. So one day Sivas Thakur came to Sachimata's house. Then Sachimata was asking to Sivas Pandit, what happened to my Nimai? Oh Thakur, please see and give some suggestion. What can I do for Nimai? Sivas Thakur could understand what is the situation of Gauranga. He immediately went, seeing Sivas Thakur, Nimai Pandit pay him obeisances. And Sivas Thakur was just embrace him, and he told Sachi, the medicine for this Nimai is with me, send him to my house, he will be okay. He is not mad, he is not hunted by any ghost, he is now exhibiting the pure symptoms of a pure devotee of Krishna. So in this way, when Gauranga heard this, he immediately embraced Sivas Thakur. Told Sivas, I was just expecting this from you. If you will suggest my mother like others, that I am hunted by ghost or something happened to me, I become mad, then now I could just run to Ganges and give up my life. From that day, Nimai Pandit started going to Sivas Thakur's house. And every night they started chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Day and night, their kirtan was going in Sivas Thakur's house. And in the meantime, Nityananda Prabhu also joined the kirtan party. He came. And But when there was kirtan was going on in Sivas Thakur's house day and night, the people, those were his neighbors and the Muslims, the smartha brahmanas, they get disturbed. They got disturbed. They just complained to Sivas, what you are doing, these four brothers? Day and night you are chanting and dancing. Whole night you are disturbing us. We could not sleep in night. Now we have already complained to Kaji. We have gave one report. Tomorrow the peoples are coming, but the Kaji soldiers are coming. They will arrest all you four brothers. And we all villagers together break all your house, everything. We will throw everything in Ganges. And we will kick out your family from this village. You are no more in this village. So Sivas Thakur was a very simple-minded person. He was little fearful within mind. So Nimai Pandit or Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he just wake up in next day morning, then he could understand this. Now Sivas is in danger. People are threatening him. Why is he doing whole night kirtan? So Gauranga Mahaprabhu just was walking in bank of Ganges, then he suddenly ran to Sivas Thakur's house. Great speed, he just ran away to Sivas Thakur's house, and Sivas Thakur was sitting within his deity room and he was meditating on Nrisingha Dev. Please save me from this imminent danger. The door was closed. Nimai Pandit went from the outside and just kicked the door heavily in his feet. Kicked the door heavily. And he shouted, Sivas, you could not understand who am I? Look, who am I? Sivas Thakur became, what happened? First, when he heard the great sound, when someone kicked the door, He thought maybe these Qazi's soldiers now appeared to arrest me. But he saw the Nimai Pandit standing. Suddenly Nimai went to the Singhasan of Lord Vishnu, that is meant for his deities. He took all Sagrams in his lap and he just sat down on the Singhasan, that is for his deities, that is Singhasan. Then exhibited his 400 Narayana form. Then he saw him as in Nrisingha form. Virasan, he is sitting in a, see, first he looks him Narayana, then he is gradually saw his face is torn as a lion. Now saw him as Nrisingha form. That is the first time that Gauranga Mahaprabhu saw his real form as God or as Krishna himself or Nrisinghadev himself. Saw this this form to Srivas Thakur, then he started shouting, "Oh Srivas, please worship me, chant my prayers. You could not understand me. So long time I am here. You peoples are not recognizing me. Who am I? Now see, who am I? Why you are fearing? To whom you are fearing? As a super soul, I am residing everyone's heart. I am also residing in the heart of that Qazi, also in that Muslim king. Unless I gave the order from within, how can they come and arrest you? Why you are fearing this useless talks of these peoples? Now you become fearless." Srivas Thakur was just trembling. He did not know what to do. He just holding hands and looking. His Nimai Pandit, now he become transferred himself as Nrisinghadev. He said. So then Srivas Thakur started praying. Very nice prayers, that is mentioned in Chaitanya Bhagavat in many slow verses. I am not able to speak everything according to time. Anyhow, one, two verses can you chant? Vishwambhar charane amara namaskar navagana jinivanna pitavasajar sachiranandana pai moro namaskar navagunja sikhi puchha bhushana jahar. Srivas Thakur told, I am paying my obeisances at the lotus feet of Vishwambhara, who is maintaining the entire universe, who is bodily hue or color like the newly monsoon cloud. He wearing a cloth, Pitambara, that is like molten gold color. I am paying obeisances unto the son of Mother Sachi. Please accept my obeisances at your lotus feet. He is wearing a Navagunja, Gunja Mala. Sometimes we are offering Gunja Mala to Krishna Balaram and Shyama Sundar. Gunja Mala, you understand Gunja Mala, this small. Gunja is one type fruits, small fruits. But there is sometimes they make garland and offer to Krishna. So Srivas Thakur is telling, you are wearing a Gunja Mala, a garland of Gunja fruits, and there is a peacock feather on your head, Sikhi Puchha Bhushana Jahar, and you are decorated with different ornaments. In this way, Srivas Thakur pays so many obeisances. Mahaprabhu told, Kahare Pujis Kariskar Dhyan Jahare Pujis Tar Dekhavigya Vidyaman. Whom you are worshipping, whom you are meditating. Whom you are worshipping and whom you are meditating, see, I am that person sitting in front of you. In this way, Gauranga Mahaprabhu for the first time exhibited his own form as Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then he told, call all your family members, they can see me. They will be free from all types of fear forever. In this way, Srivas Thakur called all his wife Malini and all the family members, even his servants, maid servants, they all came and they saw whom? Nimai Pandit is sitting as Nrisingha there, and he's roaring like a lion. And then he come and quiet after some times, after hearing the prayers of Sivas Thakur. Then he told, I took this incarnation specifically to spread this holy name, the Sankirtan, all over, everywhere. The Sankirtan movement will spread. You are believing about this or not? Then he called, look, I am calling this small girl, small baby, who? Narayani, just 4 years old girl. So Narayani, please chant Hare Krishna and cry for Krishna and show all these peoples that how pure, what is pure devotional service mean. Immediately this Narayani, small girl, was started chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Her whole body was trembling, she was crying like anything. Tears are flowing like torrent of rain, shower of rain, the tears are flowing. Everyone was amazed to sing this small girl chanting and dancing Krishna, 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 again and again. He is just pulling down. He is completely become made in Krishna prema. That's why Narayani, Prabhupada also mentioned Narayani's name in his purport. Because Narayani is the mother of Vrindavan Das Thakur. And later on, when he grown up, he become mother of Vrindavan Das Thakur. Lord Chaitanya used to give his remnants. So after chewing pan, every time he called to Narayani, Narayani come nearby. Then he told, open your mouth. Mahaprabhu will directly just exchange his remnants to mouth of Narayani. Just that's why sometimes he talk. Known as Narayani is known as Pigdani of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Pigdani means a pot where after chewing pan someone split. So that small girl Narayani is also very dear to Gauranga Mahaprabhu in Sivas house. Then Sivas Thakur told Gauranga Mahaprabhu told Sivas, you, your family members, your wife, even the maid servants, everyone is very dear to me. Don't fearful to anyone. As long as I am here, no one could do any harm to you. So in this way, he makes Sivas Thakur completely fearless. Now Sivas Thakur become fearless. So in this way, there was every night this kirtan was going on in Sivas Thakur's house. And one time, Sivas Thakur's own mother-in-law, she wanted to see the kirtan of Gauranga Mahaprabhu dancing. And there dancing, Mahaprabhu was dancing, door was closed, in a closed room. Only his intimate associates there, Nityananda, Sivane, Advaita, Gadadhara, Sivas and others, intimate disciples, only devotees, pure devotees are there. No one outside is allowed there. But mother-in-law of Sivas Thakur one day just hiding in one corner, sitting inside a big basket, just hiding everything, cloth is inside, just putting her mouth, his head outwards and is looking the Mahaprabhu dance. But that day Mahaprabhu just started his dancing, then told, oh, today I am not getting any ecstasy. Some non-devotee, he is inside. Then Sivas Thakur just searching where is, that no one is inside our home, room is closed everywhere. But one time, two times, three times Mahaprabhu just went talking like this, and Sivas Thakur finally saw in one corner, his own mother-in-law was sitting inside and looking. Immediately grabbed the hairs of his own mother-in-law and just dragged her and threw her out of his own house, because Sivas Thakur did not want to disturb Gauranga Mahaprabhu in his sankirtan, in his dancing. One time one brahmachari from Navadip also came. He came with permission of Sivas Thakur. He told Sivas Thakur that brahmachari was always a Brahmin, born in a Brahmin family, and he was eating only Fruits and milk, banana and milk. He is not eating even cooked things. He was always remain in mood of goodness, and everyone, he was famous brahmachari in Navadvip. He requested Srivastava Thakur again and again, please allow me to see the dancing of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. I have a great desire to see it. So one time Srivastava Thakur allowed that brahmachari, and he was also standing in one corner, just hiding himself inside a huge mat. That is, they used to sometimes big mats. In Bengal and Orissa, they used to put paddy to dry up, paddy on that. So just rolling himself, the brahmachari is rolling himself within that mat, and he was standing, and there is some hole, and seeing the dancing. That also Mahaprabhu told, today is also something outsider, he is here. Some non-devotee is here. I am not getting ecstasy in my dancing and kirtan today. Srivastava Thakur immediately folding his hand, he told Mahaprabhu, actually one brahmachari from Navadvip, he was a great devotee, and he was a great scholar, and he is a brahmachari, he is always in mood of goodness, born in a brahmana family. So he requested me again and again, he has a great desire to see her dance. Mahaprabhu told, kick him out immediately. Simply taking bath in a brahman family and having some scholarship and eating banana and milk only, no one can see my dancing. First thing, he has to surrender at my lotus feet. If he is not devotee, he must be kicked out immediately from here. Told, that is not qualification to see my dancing. The qualification is, he must be a devotee. Kulina brahmana panditara bada abhiman diner adhika kripa kare bhagavan. A person who is considered himself as most fallen, most wretched and most sinful, like this, he was lamenting, mosama patita prabhu napai vihara, like Narottama Das Thakur. Mahaprabhu told, such a humble condition, one can see my dancing. But if someone thinking, I am born in a brahmana family, I am great scholar, I am always in a mood of goodness, having little pride within his heart, I don't accept such a person. He cannot see my dancing. Kick him out immediately from here. But the brahmachari was very intelligent. He immediately came and fell down and lotus feet up Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He surrendered, started crying. So Mahaprabhu told, yes, okay, now you are qualified. But first he told, kick him out, because he is not surrendered at my lotus feet. So in this way, we can see Mahaprabhu, he told that what is the qualification of getting mercy from Gauranga Mahaprabhu? You must be very meek and humble. Unless someone become meek and humble, just external things like taking birth in a brahmana family, having very nice, having a great scholar, great knowledge in Sanskrit grammar, or all these outward qualifications are not satisfy Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srivastava Thakur was very fortunate. Not only Gauranga Mahaprabhu has mercy upon him, Lord Nityananda was personally residing in his house. Lord Nityananda was considering Srivas and Malini as his own father and mother. When Gaur Nitai, for the first time they see each other in the house of Nandanacharya, and then after a great kirtan, Mahaprabhu asked Nityananda, where you are going to stay, from where you are coming? Now you come to Navadvip, where you want to stay? You are Avadhut, you have no house, no relatives in Navadvip, but where you are going to stay? Immediately Nityananda just saw his finger to Srivastava Thakur. I am going to stay in this Bamana's house. Bamana means the dwarf's house, in this house of this Brahmin. Immediately Srivastava Thakur started dancing, ecstasy. Then Nityananda Prabhu is going to stay in my house. In this way, Nityananda Prabhu appeared also in the house of Srivas Thakur. But in the first night, he came. In the whole night, Nityananda Prabhu could not sleep. He was chanting, Amare kiniya alaha bhaja Gaurahari. You can purchase me by simply chanting Gauranga's name. By doing kirtan of Gauranga, you can purchase me. He was chanting, Amare kiniya alaha bhaja Gaurahari. He became a mad person. Whole night he was just chanting, dancing. He could not sleep whole night. He broke his kamandalu and danda, everything, throw. Srivas Thakur in his whole family, they could not also sleep. They see what is going on. Then in the morning, Srivas Thakur saw that this Nityananda Prabhu, he was abadur, but he broke his own danda, his kamandalu, everything. And he was laughing like a mad person, chanting, dancing, laughing. Then Srivas Thakur went to Gauranga Mahaprabhu's house. He told, this abadhut in our house last night, he could not sleep, nor whole family we could not sleep. He was chanting and dancing whole night. Hamare kiniya loha baja Gaurahari. So Mahaprabhu came personally and he took Nityananda with him to Ganges. And the two brothers, after taking bath, they come back. And that was Vyasa Purnima. And Vyasa Purnima day, there was a nice Vyasasan was decorated. And there is a picture of Vyasadev on the Vyasasana. Srivas Thakur told to Nityananda, take this garland, offer to Vyasadev, this garland, then we do aarti of Vyasa Puja, start Vyasa Puja. But Nityananda was just looking around. He not offering garland to Vyasadev. Again and again Srivas Thakur telling, oh Nityananda, please offer this garland to Vyasadev. Nityananda was tucking him within himself, because no one knows who is Nityananda, what is his identity. So Nityananda was thinking, this Srivas, he is incarnation of Narada Muni. That's why he thinking, Vyasadeva is my disciple, so I don't want to put garland to my disciple. And he's telling me to, he did not know who am I. He is who? Balaram. He is the Adi Guru. So he telling how he is thinking, I will offer to garland to Vyasadeva. So you are searching someone who is more senior to him. Srivas Thakur went to Mahaprabhu, he told this avadhut, I told him to offer garland to Vyasadeva. He just with garland looking here, there, not listening to me. The Mahaprabhu came himself in front of Nityananda to speak him, to offer garland. But when Mahaprabhu came in front, immediately Nityananda Prabhu put garland to and shoulder of Mahaprabhu. He wear garland to Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu also came in ecstasy. Then he exhibited his six armed form immediately. In front of all devotees, Mahaprabhu just exhibited his six armed form. And all devotees started chanting, dancing, Gauranga! Chanting, dancing, all devotees. In this way, Vyasa Puja was finished in Sivasangan. Who was actually worshipped? Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He is worshipped. And he saw his, also in this way, many incidents that Srivas Thakur is very fortunate. In his house, both Gauranga and Nityananda, they chanted and danced with all their intimate associates. And Nityananda was staying in this house, he was not even eating in his own hand. The wife of Srivas Thakur, Malini Devi, will come and just like his own baby, he will just feed in her own hand to Nityananda. And Nityananda will just climb to his lap and started sucking breast his breast milk from her breast. And Malini was just like a ladies, about 45 years or nearly 50 years age. But still when Nityananda just come to his lap and started sucking milk will come flow from her breast. In this way, Nityananda was completely like a small child. He was considering Srivas Thakur and Malini as his own father and mother and staying in that house. So who is more fortunate than Srivas Thakur? One time one crow came. Srivas Thakur went to Ganges for taking a bath. And Malini Devi just put all his worshipable instruments for his deities. And suddenly one, this aarti plate, there was one pot of ghee. So the crow came and immediately took the ghee pot in his beak and just flew away. Throw somewhere and come back. Ka, ka. Malini started crying. Nityananda came. What happened, mother? Why you are crying? This crow took this, what? The ghee pot and throw somewhere. Now your father will come, Sibhas Thakur, for worship. And seeing there is no ghee pot, he became very angry. He is just coming in 1 minute, reaching here. So Nityananda told, hey rascal crow, go and bring that pot where you have thrown it. Immediately. The crow immediately just, hearing the order of Nityananda, just go and took the ghee pot and just throw it in the courtyard. Seeing this, Malini was telling, hey Nitai, who are you? Who are you? You are hiding himself. You are not expressing yourself. Who are you? Why are you cheating me? Nityananda told, no, mother, I am hungry now. I want to suck your breast milk. Just embrace Malini Devi. In this, there are so many pastimes in a house of Sivas Thakur. And one day Mahaprabhu himself come to test the pure love of Sivas Thakur for Nityananda. He told Nityananda, Sivas, why you are keeping this abadhut in your house? Kick him out. No one knows who is father, who is his mother, from where he came. And he is like a mad person. Kick him out. I am telling you, kick him out from your house. Don't keep this Nitya in your house. And Sivas Thakur told Mahaprabhu, you did not get anyone else to test. You came to me in my house and testing me. I know there is no difference between Nitai and yourself. Only one soul and two body. And you telling me to kick out Nitai from our house is not possible. Even the whole Brahman community kick me out from this village. Even my own caste, everything will just go because of Nitai. Even I see the Nitai was walking on the road with a pot of liquor and walking straight with a prostitute, holding a hands of a prostitute walking on the street. Still, I could not reject Nitai. I know who is Nitai and what is his position, and my Nitai, I cannot give up Nitai. Hearing this, Mahaprabhu told, oh Sivas, you have such deep love for my Nitai. You understood who is Nitai. You are such a fortunate soul. I am giving this boon for you. Maybe goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi may become, one day may come, she may beg alms door to door, but nothing will be in shortage in your house. In this way, Mahaprabhu becomes so happy with Sivas Thakur. He embraces Sivas, and there are so many pastimes, the time is over. There is one time there was doing abhishek of Mahaprabhu's. One maid servant of Sivas Thakur's house, her name was Dukhi. She was bringing water from Ganges, full of pots, after filling one pot and just bringing water, for fresh waters for Mahaprabhu's abhishek. Every day after Mahaprakash Lila, morning they did abhishek of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu told, who is bringing so many water, so much fresh waters from Ganges? Who is bringing? Sivas Thakur told, this Dukhi is bringing. Who is Dukhi? She is a maid servant in my house. Mahaprabhu told, why, how can you call her Dukhi? She is such a spontaneous service motives for Krishna and Krishna's devotees. From today, no one should call her Dukhi. Her name now changed from Dukhi to Sukhi. There is a tailor who was making dress for Sivas Thakur's family members. Mahaprabhu personally went to the tailor's house. He was a Muslim, but Mahaprabhu gave his darshan to him, his identity. And that Muslim became also a great devotee of the Lord. In this way, Mahaprabhu told to Sivas, even the cats, dogs, your maid servants, everyone is very dear to me in your family. They all will return back to Godhead. One time in night, when Mahaprabhu was doing kirtan with so many other devotees in Sivas Thakur. Sivas Thakur is the only one son, and the son was died. So suffering from some disease, and that night particularly when Mahaprabhu was dancing in his house, in the other room, his own son left body, and all the women there surrounding the dead body was crying loudly. Some sound just come to the ear of Sivas Thakur. He immediately went to this next room and stopped, closed the room and chastised the woman. Stop crying immediately. Don't cry. If you will not stop crying, immediately I will go and jump to Ganges. Give up my body. I cannot see any disturbance to the dancing of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So he told, stop crying. Immediately the women become fearful. Stop crying. In this Sivas Thakur exhibits his love for Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Even his own son died, he did not care. After some time, Mahaprabhu told, something happened in Sivas Thakur, Sivas house. My mind is little getting disturbed. Then other devotee told, yes, his own son, only son, has left body. Mahaprabhu told, why you not disclose this before? Sivas Thakur told, I could not disturb in your chanting and dancing. If you will get disturbed in your dancing, that is even more painful to me than my own death or death of my child. My only purpose is to give you happiness. So in this way, Mahaprabhu has become very pleased with Sivas. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, he is comparing between even Sachi, Jagannath and Malini and Sivas. He told, Krishna avatara jena vasudeva ghare jateka vihara sava nandera mandire jagannatha ghare haila ei avatar Sivas pandita grihe sakala vihar. Vrindavan Das Thakur is telling, just like Lord Sri Krishna took birth in Kamsa's jail as a son of Vasudeva and Devaki, but all his childhood pastimes happened in Nanda's house in Gokul. So just like Vasudeva and Nanda, who is more fortunate? Nanda Maharaj, Nanda and Jasoda is more fortunate. Similarly, Jagannatha Misra Ghare Haila Ei Avatar. This Gauranga Mahaprabhu took birth in house of Jagannath Misra, son of Sachi and Jagannath. But Sivasa Pandita Grihe Sakala Vihar, all his pastimes is everything. His pastimes, Sankirtan pastimes, they started in Sivas Thakur. All his intimate pastimes with his devotees, that happened in Sivas Thakur's house. So Vrindavan Das Thakur is telling, who is more fortunate? Sachi or Jagannath or Sivas or Malini? Who is more fortunate? Sivas and Malini. Because Lord Nityananda stays in their house as their own son. And Mahaprabhu, every night, whole night, he was staying every day in Sivas Thakur's house. Chanting and dancing. In this way, Sivas Thakur, we can see who can glorify Sivas. But today's disappearance, actually in a Chaitanya Chandradoya Natak, Kavikarnapur Thakur is writing one incident in the first chapter of this drama. That in his Mahaprakash Leela, when Mahaprabhu was exhibiting his mood of Ishwara mood, or his exhibiting himself as God, then he called to Sivas. He told Sivas, you remember that incident? You are also a proud young Brahmin boy in your early lives. So I myself come in dream to you and told you, you are going to die just 1 year after. Just from today, it is just 1 year left. You are going to die. Be attentive. Be cautious, or try to do something. Chant Hare Krishna. Don't waste your life. Then Sivas, from next day you become serious. Then you read Naradiya Purana, then you got this verse, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then you are calculating the day when this 1 year is finishing, then because in dream you saw that Brahmana told that You are going to die just after 1 year. That Brahmana was, I am, Mahaprabhu was telling. I am informing you. So when you, just your death was finishing, 1 day left, then you are thinking, Parikshit Maharaj hearing Bhagavatam from Sukadev Goswami just before his death, imminent death. So remember the thing, there was a scholar in Navadip, Devananda Pandit was reciting Bhagavata, then you plan, by making a plan, you went to hear Bhagavatam there. And where? Devananda Pandit's house. And by some incident or somehow or other, his disciples kicking you out, and he fell down from the platform. And actually, that is the time of your death. You practically died in the spot. Then I gave a heavy slap to you, and you woke up again. Remember this, I gave you new life, you are already dead. Srimad Thakur told, yes, yes. Mahaprabhu told, I gave you another life. Then Narada Muni, because you have an avesh avatar of Narada Muni, Narada Muni entered to your body. But Advaita Acharya told, no, he is himself Narada Muni. How are you telling that? Narada entered to his body. He is avesh avatar, you are telling. It is not true. He is Narada Muni himself. Advaita Acharya just intervened. So in this way, Srivas Thakur, Mahaprabhu told him, how? You remember your early life? Srivas Thakur, incarnation of Narada Muni, when Mahaprabhu took sannyas and left to Jagannathpur, he could not stay in Mayapur. He could not enjoy this Vipralamba Bhava, like gopis. He was a devotee in the mood of Aisarjya. He was Narada Muni. So immediately he left Mayapur. He went to Kumarhatta, another village. And there about maybe 100 kilometers from Mayapur. Then he started staying there, Kumarhatta. Mahaprabhu, after some take, when she was coming to Mayapur to see Mother Sachi and take bath in Ganges, he also used to go to Kumarhatti to see Srivas Thakur. In this way, Srivas Thakur also, when he saw that other panchatattvas, they disappear, he also disappear. Today, disappearance of Srivas Thakur, panchatattvas, no one left their body. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered to the body of Gopinath in Puri. Nityananda appeared in Ekachakra in Bankarai. Advaita Acharya went doing a huge kirtan, about 10,000 of people dance, chanting and dancing. After Gaur Nitai disappeared, Advaita Acharya also disappeared in just in kirtan, no one sees him. They not left body. Gadadhar Pandit also disappeared. He left his body and just entered to the Radharani state in Tota Gopinath. Similarly, Srivas Thakur also in huge kirtan also disappeared. When other panchatattvas they disappeared, then Srivas Thakur also disappeared. In this way, they are still doing their kirtan. Adhyavadhi nityalila kare gauraray, kono kono bhagyavan dekhibare pay. Even a kirtaniya like Narottamdas Thakur, he did kirtan in Kheturi Gram. Huge kirtan in installing his deity installation ceremony. And doing kirtan. Kirtan was, who is leading kirtan? Narottamdas Thakur was leading kirtan. Thousands of devotees are chanting and dancing, and they saw panchatattvas appeared in middle of kirtan again. Again there is, they have all devotees saw Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Siva Sati Gaura Bhakta Vrindar. They are chanting and dancing middle of kirtan. And after many hours they again disappear. That's why they are still there. They are not like us, just left body. No, panchatattva is still there. If someone, a pure kirtaniya like Narottamdas Thakur, do a huge kirtan, they may appear again. That's why he told, adhyavadhi nityalila kare gaura rai kono kono bhagyavan dekhibare pai. Still this sankirtan pastimes of Gauranga Mahaprabhu is going on. Only a fortunate soul could understand this or see this panchatattva, to see Mahaprabhu and his associates. So in this way, today is the disappearance day of Srivas Thakur. Many things we can see, but speak about Srivas Thakur, but time is over, so I am stopping here. Srila Srivas Thakur Tirobha Mahamohotsav ki jai. Srila Srivas Thakur ki jai. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
What's up, guys?